Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, guess what? NHS England's New Year's present to the NHS was published on Christmas Eve. Yes, really, Christmas Eve. It was the 2023-24 Priorities and Operational Planning Guidance. Oh, God. May I first genuflect before whichever luckless soul it was who spent hours drafting and redrafting to get the 20 pages into, well, a masterpiece of management speak. Improvement has 36 mentions, quality 13, workforce 19, objectives 21, diagnostics, maternity, mental health, inequalities, autism, and alas, it's mostly drivel. Artificial intelligence, which does not yet exist, and machine learning that does, but overcoming cost and data issues makes it next to impossible, get a mention. Whistleblowing is left out. Volunteers don't get a mention. So if you are a volunteer, on behalf of the NHS, may I say thank you. Procurement gets the traditional, we want to buy more staff cheaper, mention. And as trusts are independent legal entities and can buy what they like, where they like, often local and cheaper, it might be a waste of a paragraph. And around 100 key objectives, priorities and recovery objectives. Yes, around 100. A word to the wise. If everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. And if objectives are multiple, it inevitably means that they'll be multitasked, which slows people down, fogs clarity, damages quality, and cascades confusion. Never mind 20 pages, this could have been written in 19 words. Quote, my quote, we know it's been tough, but we want everything you're already doing done better and quicker. Thank you. To be honest, I had to check I was reading this year's version. It could have been any in the last 10. There's no mention of a strike. There's a reference to investing in workforce, page 17. There's 21 lines. Retention gets 3 mentions, the principal mention of which is, quote, improve staff experience and retention through systematic focus on all elements of the people promise, implementation of the growing occupational health strategy and improving attendance toolkit and stay and thrive program. Don't ask me. I don't know. Does it mean flexible rota, creche, free travel to work, free parking, student debt forgiveness, subsidised hot meals 24/7, free training opportunities and the like? I don't think so. There's an ominous threat of increased productivity by introducing new roles. As we can't fill the roles we've got, forget it. The upcoming Hewitt report on into ICB is not mentioned. I hope it doesn't conflict with the plan's entreaty, something about empowering local leaders to make the best decisions for their local populations, blah. Who is this document for? Is it for Bully Boy to convince everyone that they're busy? Or tempt Silly Boy Streeting to pick up a cheap headline for the tabloids? Labour would do much more for less. More than 1 million people delivering the day job will be oblivious. This document will be as well read as the white van man's highway code. It's called employee engagement, and the NHS is mostly hopeless at it, and the UK generally very poor. And I linked to quite an interesting blog on employee engagement, which is worth having a look at. Managers are trying to keep services going through strikes, staff shortages and rocketing sickness. There's nothing to help them. Strikes will roll on, waiting lists will snake around the block, and staffing crisis, well, it'll just deepen. Page 4, fifth paragraph, quote, NHS long-term workforce plan, government committed to publication next spring. I hardly dare mention, is there anyone at 39 Victoria Street that doesn't know it's already written but the Treasury won't publish it? And when Bully Boy and the unions come to their inevitable love-in, the beaten-up wreck of the NHS will still come out for the next round. They'll dig deep and they'll have to. What keeps everyone going? Not the planning guidance. The NHS, we know what it is and what the pages of the planning guidance are trying to make it. But This is not the time. Now is the time to think about not what things are, but what they mean. The stories that give meaning and tell us how the NHS works, how it touches people's lives and the importance of it. I want a planning document that tells me stories and encourages and motivates me to plan and be part of the stories, to tell my own stories. I don't want digital gobbledygook. I want to know why it is that Uber can tell me where my taxi is, but the NHS can't tell me where my ambulance is. I want to know why, when we book a hotel for next summer's holidays, they keep emailing us, but the hospital we're on a waiting list for ignore us. I want to know why and how the chief executive with the best staff retention record does it. I want to know why we don't have a weekly analysis of exit interviews to look for common themes. I want a document that realises you can't half buy into the NHS, and the people who are left are the people who have totally bought in, are committed, the people we can put our faith in to do the best they can. I want priorities and planning guidance that just says, please, do your best and share it. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I will speak again soon. Bye-bye now. I think I'm going to have a lie down. Bye-bye.